we're about 2 minutes away from the start of getting back into our ball game after all the halftime festivities and a big crowd here at Deckerville. So if you come into town, you might get stopped at the intersection for at least maybe two lights. The crowd's that big.
Of course, we had to turn because of the parade.
We had to turn a block down. How many times you come into Deckerville, you got to turn a block down because you can't get through the main intersection.
We would have beat Kelly here had we not had to stop.
Right, yeah. But Kelly had everything all, well, we're going to have to help her take it all down. She had everything all set up for us. So we've got a few scores. We're getting some scores and some updates. And looking at some more of our eight-man action, we're looking ahead. Let's see what's going on also. Some of next week's games, we're going to give you those. But we're going to hold off on that till after this game is over here with just a minute to go here on the clock. North Huron Warriors going to have to speed things up here in the second half. They're going to have to get rid of that ball, dump quick passes off to the right and left side. They're going to have to just really mix it up. Not too much running up the middle unless they do exactly what they did when they gained ground. That was a quick handoff, putting your running backs almost behind both of your guards.
Yeah. And it's really easy to give them tips and come up with lots of good ideas because we're not calling the plays against this Deckerville defense because they seem to be everywhere. And it's like when you look at what the Warriors have to do defense, it's like, come on, guys, all you have to do is stop the run up the middle, stop the sweeps around the outside, and, make sure you stop that pass. It sounds easy enough, right? But Coach Brown, he's got a very versatile offense over there with his Eagles, and they've just shown that they're pretty adept at doing just about everything offensively.
And the other thing is, they can put some fresh legs in, man. I'll tell you what, they've been rotating their players in whenever they can. It's not like the coach has been leaving them out there, and that's a real advantage for any team.
Absolutely.
And the Deckerville Eagles have that advantage to be able to pull some fresh legs off of the sidelines with about nine players on the sidelines. North Huron Warriors about maybe three or four if everybody's healthy. I don't know who's got the flu and who doesn't.
And that's the thing. They're not all healthy. It's not like the Warriors have the luxury of taking their AD, Jim Glidden, and throwing him in some pads and putting him on the field.
He'd play.
I'm not sure if that would help or hurt, but... it's not an option nonetheless.
I got news for you. I got in pads here about 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago with the Laker alumni game with the Vassar Vulcans. And I think the funniest thing about that was out in the box, they said, we're going to announce from the oldest to the youngest. And they said, from the Lakers class of 1980. And I walked out. And they said, and now for the Vassar Vulcans from the class of 2002. I said, are you kidding me?
Not a good sign.
Your oldest guy was born 2 years after I graduated. And so I got some pretty good chuckles and laughs from the Vassar team. We had a ball. I'll tell you, that alumni game is so much fun that we have. We do it every year for a fundraiser for the scholarship for both teams, both schools, Lakers and Vassar Vulcans. So ready to kick off, and the North Huron Warriors have the ball now on the 40-yard line going right to left. They'll kick it off. And a squib kick right up the middle. Taken at the 38-yard line, stopped at about the 43. It'll be first and 10 for the Deckerville Eagles as we start the second half.
I'm not sure if that has any meaning at all, but that was our first kickoff that didn't go out of bounds tonight.
Yes. The short kicks, the long kicks, everything's going out of bounds. So here we go for the Deckerville Eagles. Going to be first and 10 on their 43-yard line. If you're just joining us, we're here at the just starting the second half on Cruise 102.1 FM WLEW. Kurt Damrow along with Chad Knobloch, Kelly Carpenter bringing you all the play-by-play and updated scores as we get them in. All right, first and 10, going to go out of the pro set. Power to the right side for the Deckerville Eagles. Hand off to the tailback. Number five getting through for a big gainer, Austin Fritch with a big hole there.
Yep, just more of the same. Deckerville up the middle, chewing up a chunk of yards. And just daring the Warriors to play that run.
Well, I'll tell you what, I didn't see any of the Deckerville Eagle line anywhere other than 5 yards downfield. And, I watched Michael Schweitzer come back. Tom Toner was down there on his side and give him a hand up back to the one of the Warriors linemen. So good sportsmanship going on. They're having a good time out there regardless. We're going to play some good football regardless of the score, and here we go. It'll be second down and one for the Deckerville Eagles. on the North Huron Warriors 48-yard line. Handoff again, going off the left side, breaking a few tackles. Boy, Austin Fritsch just keeps those legs pumping. A same exact play, Chad, back-to-back off of that left side guard and tackle of Deckerville. Fritsch takes the handoff, the number two man through the hole, and picks up a first down.
Just runs hard, just like you said, keeps the legs churning, runs hard, finally runs into 24. Pulaski over there brings him down, but they just keep moving those chains.
So it'll be first and 10 on the Warrior, 43, going left to right, looking at your radio out of the I formation for the Deckerville Eagles. Handoff again goes the tailback, this time to the right side. Austin Fritsch again with the carry, gets the ball down to about the 35-yard line. So fast, I'll tell you, they just, you know, like we talked about earlier, the execution. There's no doubt, no second thoughts. They know exactly who's getting the ball, and everybody, it's almost like a dance. That person's on that mark, and they're gone.
And the running backs aren't having to search for the hole because
no,
it's right
it's
there.
It is there. Deckerville, Patello back under center. Hands off to the fullback, right up the middle, charging hard is number 40, Jared Philpott, the senior. Philpott should have the first down. Takes it down to the Warrior, 31-yard line. It'll be first and 10 with 8:50 to go here in the third quarter. So Deckerville coming out, not doing anything fancy. Hand off left, hand off right.
Keeping everything right inside, just running right down the throat of the Warrior defense.
Jared Philpott, Austin Fritsch, running it up the middle. Philpott, Austin Fritsch off the left tackle, off the right tackle. First and 10 on the 31-yard line of the Warriors. Back again out of the I formation. Patello under center, hands off into the fullback right up the middle. Is number 40 again, Jared Philpott.
You know it's not a good sign when your secondary is making most of the tackles.
Right.
On a drive, because that means they're getting right through the heart of that line. And that's exactly what's happening here. They're chewing up 5-6 yards every time they touch the ball.
You can see the Warriors linemen and the linebackers, they're out there talking. At least they're talking about what can we do? What do we got to do next? Who's going to fill where? Linebackers are pointing them out. Number 19, Shane Maurer, gets right up there. Said, guy, you got to fill right there, and I'm coming in. So here we go. Second and 5, 7:40 to go. Eagles have it on the Warriors, 25-yard line. Handoff again to the right side to the fullback. Number 40 through again, Jared Philpott. Runs right behind that big hole on the right guard, who was already 5 yards downfield, getting some more blocks after he hits that interior lineman. Going to be another first down for the Deckerville Eagles. First and 10 on the Warriors, 20-yard line. 7:13 to go here in the third quarter.
Deckerville's taking that young Warrior defensive line to task right now. And like I said, they're gonna make North Huron stop them up the middle, and then maybe they'll change it up. But right now, they don't have to change anything.
Right. Now this time they're gonna go, the Deckerville Eagles will split a receiver wide out to the left. That's number 5, Austin Fritsch. Down along the left side hash mark. Fakes the handoff. Nope, handoff and a fumble. It was going to go to number 40, Jared Philpott. I believe that was going to be a fake handoff and look for a quick pass down that left side sidelines.
Yep.
But Jared Philpott and the quarterback, that's the first mistake I think we've seen all night in the backfield for the Deckerville Eagles.
And they still gained a yard and a half.
Yeah, they still move the ball ahead. We got some updates, Kelly.
We've got three, actually. At halftime, Brown City is leading Marlette 22-7. At halftime as well, we've got Vassar 26, Lakers 13, and it ended with an interception. And then our last score, we've got Sandusky beating Ubley 21-0.
Very good. Thank you very much. Back here at Deckerville Field with 5 minutes, 50 seconds to go in the third quarter.
Lots of points being put on the board across
going out of the shotgun here. Back again, receiver split down the right side, and that's who they're looking for, but out of the backfield, number 28 is going to grab that one. Jonathan Ridley grabbing the ball, first one of the night off the right side as he catches it just outside the hash mark. Going to pick up a few yards for the Deckerville Eagles.
Deckerville mixing it up a little bit. 75, Devin Kurleski got out there and made the stop on that one, but Still a nice chunk of yards.
They had number five, Austin Fritsch, split out right along the sideline, ran him down into the end zone. Follow that up with 23 or 28, Riddler.